Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal every single week. On the show with us this evening, Demon Hunter singer Ryan Clark is with us. How are you?
Good, thanks.
It's great to have you on the show. We're here to celebrate the 2 new Demon Hunter albums that are coming out. One is called War and one is called Peace, and they're being released simultaneously on the same day. Why are separate releases a better listening experience for this music rather than all together as one album?
Well, doing a pair of albums, or kind of playing with the polarized styles that we do, like both heavy and then kind of a super melodic, like quote-unquote ballad style songs that we do, is something that we've been talking about doing for a long time, actually. We didn't want to do it too early in our career, just because it felt like kind of a lofty sort of endeavor, and so we didn't want to get carried away too early. And so now, kind of rounding out our albums at number 9 and number 10, it seemed like a really good time to do it. But in terms of not packaging them as a double album, honestly, the idea there was, I think double albums are a little bit too hard to digest. They're, you know, of the ones that have been released that, you know, from bands that I really like, I never really found myself diving into them and fully really soaking them in, just because it's quite an undertaking. So I wanted this to almost be like 2 autonomous things that are meant to be listened to. And I know, you know, coming out on the same day and everything, they might as well be packaged together, but the idea of them being separate is that they might, you know, it might not be so burdensome to kind of consume.
2 new albums from Demon Hunter coming out on March 1st, War and Peace. This tune comes off the album War. It's On My Side. New Demon Hunter on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Demon Hunter singer Ryan Clark with us tonight. We're talking about the 2 new Demon Hunter albums, War and Peace. And Demon Hunter tend to credit songs to the entire band. What do you like most about a collaborative process that includes several people?
Well, I mean, these days, you know, I've been getting a lot of help from our guitar player, Patrick. He was, you know, he's been in the band since 2008, but up till, I'd say about 2015, after my brother quit in 2008, I was pretty much handling all of the writing, both music and lyrics and melodies. The only real additions that I would need help with would be things like guitar solos and lead things, things that were kind of beyond my playing ability, and also just for some outside perspective in those regards. But in the last 2 albums, I've kind of realized that I needed the help, just both by virtue of time management and just kind of needing some fresh perspective on things. And so it's great to have Patrick, because not only is his playing ability like 10 times what mine is, but writing songs is a newer thing for him than it is for me. You know, I've been writing and recording albums for, you know, 25 something years, and so the well that I'm pulling from is, I wouldn't say dry, but it's definitely been, well, you know, it's been gone to 100 something times. And so getting someone that is young and hungry and or this is a newer experience for them has been really, really beneficial for the last couple of records. I think it's really breathed new life into the sound.
Demon Hunter singer Ryan Clark with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta. Also music from Exodus, Iron Maiden. Ryan's going to be picking music. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Ryan Clark, a singer of Demon Hunter, on the show with us tonight. And Demon Hunter has a pretty extensive catalog, starting with the first album in 2002. What's evolved most about your approach to making music over the course of all those albums?
Well, when it started, you know, it was my brother and I, and we were just kind of, you know, writing together, and there was very little expectation, but also we had kind of a low ceiling in terms of our playing abilities and what we were able to pull off. And so as things kind of progressed and members changed, we started to bring some people into the fold that were much better players than we were. And I think the technicality aspect, just being able to play riffs that are, you know, of a certain caliber, much beyond what me or my brother at the time were able to pull off. I think what you hear over the course of the last 17 years is kind of an increase in that technicality, a maturity of that sort of riffing, and sort of, you know, for the early years, it felt like we were more of like just a straightforward groove type of band, writing riffs that would, you know, would be heard on a Korn record or something like that. Whereas, you know, a lot of the bands that we were into, whether it was In Flames or Soilwork or, you know, bands like that, we weren't really able to attain that sort of sound until we brought people in that were, you know, had that sort of playing ability. So I think that would be the biggest change over the years.
Demon Hunter singer Ryan Clark with us on the show tonight. Two new Demon Hunter albums, one called War, the other called Peace, are coming out March 1st. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Crowbar, Mastodon, and more with Ryan Clark. It's Full Metal Jackie, Demon Hunter singer Ryan Clark on the show with us tonight. So you sang on a track on Nate Burke's new album. How do opportunities such as that and other musical projects and collaborations enrich your creativity in ways that ultimately benefit Demon Hunter?
Well, that one was a really cool opportunity. I've known Nate for a long time. He comes, you know, by way of the band Frotus in the 90s and my old band Training for Utopia. We used to play with Frotus a little bit, and Nate ended up moving up here to Seattle, and so we've gotten closer. We actually kind of played in a very short-lived band together that never quite practiced enough to do much with. But he's been doing really cool, like, single-man electronic stuff for a number of records. His last release had, you know, Sean Ingram from Coalesce do a song, and Dustin Kensrew from Thrice do a song. And so I'm definitely good company on this new one. You know, he's got really good taste, and doing something like that, something that's really down tempo and really melodic and atmospheric, is cool for me. You know, I've played a little bit in that world with a side project I do called Knives. It is another one of my loves, you know, kind of old school electronic stuff, you know, in the vein of Depeche Mode or Nine Inch Nails. That's definitely right up there with metal stuff for me. So it's a world that I'm familiar with, and I really like exploring that. But ultimately, I think that's what helps Demon Hunter kind of stand out, is the fact that I'm pulling from those sorts of worlds when I'm thinking about, you know, whether, even if it's just a vocal melody or the way that someone phrases something, or the way that a pattern of chords will work together, something like that. You know, I will kind of pull from worlds that are outside the metal world and somehow put them into the blender of Demon Hunter. And, you know, I think that's one area where we've really kind of been able to stand out, is because we're not just guys listening to metal records and kind of pulling our inspiration from strictly that.
Ryan Clark from Demon Hunter with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, along with a new tune from Mark Morton and his solo record, and more with Ryan. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Ryan Clark of Demon Hunter tonight, talking about the two new Demon Hunter albums, War and Peace. And Ryan, the Christian music community is very passionate about their bands, but they can also be demanding in terms of expectations. How do you coincide artistic exploration with the needs of your audience?
That's a good question. I mean, you know, for us, we're all guys that are, like, you know, either in our 40s or nearing our 40s, and we're grown men. So the idea of being held to some standard by fans by virtue of a belief system or something like that is something that I don't try to really keep at top of mind when I'm writing an album or writing lyrics. I, you know, if anything, I like to challenge people that, you know, would want to put us in a box or put parameters on the sorts of art that we do. And so, you know, poking at that bubble is something that is more interesting to me than really appeasing the people that would be there doing that sort of thing. But yeah, that's, you know, it's a good question. It's not that it doesn't exist at all, but for us, it's more about, you know, I don't want to alienate fans. That's definitely not on my agenda. But what can we do to possibly loosen the grip on some of the fundamental ideals that go along with, unfortunately, a lot of the time go along with Christianity, especially in this day and age, in this political climate, etc. What can I do to hopefully open people's minds to things that are not quite so rigid and, like I said, kind of fundamental?
Full Metal Jacky, pick up the new Demon Hunter albums, War and Peace. And Ryan, could you tell us about your plans for 2019, for the rest of the year?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're gearing up for these records, and so we've got, you know, kind of a lot in terms of, you know, just getting the songs out there and getting people's ears and eyes on things. We hope to play a few shows. You know, we don't tour a ton. We don't play a ton of shows. We do, you know, a handful of flyouts every year, but we're hoping to do more shows this year, obviously, with the records coming out. So be on the lookout for that. Other than that, we just relaunched our fan club, The Blessed Resistance, which has been in existence since 2007, but we did a huge relaunch just this past December, and it's got content on there daily, basically. You know, everything that we do is going to be up there early, tons of stuff that we've never given anyone, exclusive stuff, and so that now is a monthly membership, and we're putting a lot of attention into that. So that'll kind of be a model for us that's going to require a lot more attention, and I think people will get a lot out of it. And again, it's called The Blessed Resistance.
Awesome. Ryan, thank you so much for taking the time. It was great to chat with you.
You too. Thank you.
It's Full Metal Jacky, music from Mastodon, Motorhead, and more up next.